Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally do a reading or a joke or a story or something like that, which I call a wombat. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I don't have a real wombat plan tonight, although I am going to talk about some odd books that I'm reading, but those aren't exactly wombats. However, I do have music, and the first music I have is I'm Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. This is a classic gospel song, and Tim Menzies puts a lot of great rhythm into this, and I get a big kick out of this song.
I'm working on a building, working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I'd tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, start working on a building too. Working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building, working on a building for my Lord Jesus, Lord. Tell you what I'd do, I'd keep right on preaching about working on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building, working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
That was I'm Working on the Building by Tim Mendez. And I just love working on the building. Next up is Sarah Evans singing Born to Fly. And I've noticed a kind of theme in tonight's music, and I'm going to tell you about it as it goes by. Born to Fly is a beginner's song. It's a young person, as I see it, thinking that, hey, I was born to fly. But also, you could think of it as somebody midstream, who's sort of saying, how can you expect me to keep my feet on the ground when I was born to fly? And there are people like that. I think all of us were born to fly, but some more than others. And some of it realizes. And Sarah Evans, or whoever wrote this song, and then Sarah Evans interpreted it, she gets into it. And if you listen to her sing, I think she was born to fly. And I think in this song, she's flying.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time.
Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. And I think she was flying. The next one's also about flying. Oh, I want to interrupt for a minute and talk about something. I love music, some more than other, and I like especially some instruments. The violin, the fiddle, is probably my favorite instrument, although with any given song, one will rise up. And I noticed that the first two songs I played, both had fiddle in them. So I'm going to ask you, the listener, to join me in looking for the fiddle in the future songs. Now, I know there's at least one a cappella song here with no fiddle, but I think there's a fiddle in a lot of these songs. So listen for the violin and notice the part it's playing, just to make it fun. We'll see how many of these songs do have it, and I'll try and comment on it. Next one up, I'm pretty sure does. This is When I Go, and it's about flying, but it's not about at the beginning. Sarah Evans was talking, I think, the beginning of life when she sort of realizes that she was born to fly. This is Willie Nelson and Judy Collins, and they're thinking about later in life when you realize that it's time to drift along, float, fly, but gently, and be aware. And I think that's what this song is about. It's called When I Go. And it's listed as list by Judy Collins featuring Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's voice starts off the song. So this is When I Go.
Falcon, when I go, bear me, my brother, under your wing. I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will billow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, twisting billow spot of dust and blood from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory. My someone wise is listening when I go. And when the sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east, he will find the standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer below, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. To burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry if for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go. Do not worry for my comfort,
do not sorrow for me so.
All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
When I Go by Willie Nelson and Judy Collins. And I didn't hear much of a fiddle in that one. And there won't be any fiddle in the next one either. Recently, I watched the movie All the Way. I got it from the library. It's about LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, during his first term and the election. You may recall that when John Kennedy was shot, Lyndon Johnson was vice president, became president, and then went on to be elected for a second term. And it was a very tumultuous time. Vietnam was bubbling away. Of course, there was the whole thing about the Kennedy assassination, Martin Luther King, the voting rights. LBJ pushed through a lot of interesting things. Great movie. I thought it was really well done. And I was particularly impressed with the concept of compromises, that some of the things you had to give up, some horrible things you had to let happen in order to have the good things happen, like letting a bad judge be appointed in order to get the vote you needed to get the bill through. Anyway, during the song, during the movie, this movie All the Way, there was freedom marches down south. The voted that the Negro Civil Rights Act hadn't been passed. Johnson got it through. The Voting Rights Act was the following year. A lot of people, and that's when the three students down there were murdered, and there were marches. And this is one of the songs they played. It's by Hollis Watkins. It's called Oh Freedom. And in the movie, he was marching, leading people, and they were all singing together. And I thought it was a powerful song, and I liked it. So I'm going to play it for you. This is Oh Freedom, sung by Hollis Watkins with a lot of help.
And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be. No segregation, no segregation, no segregation. No segregation over me, over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be.
No more dogs,
no more dogs, no.
Freedom,
nothing but freedom, nothing but freedom, nothing but freedom over me, over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be.
No more shooting.
No more shooting, no more shooting over me, over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be.
No more mourning.
No more mourning. No more mourning.
That was Oh Freedom by Hollis Watkins, and a brave statement. I realized from watching that movie that the 60s, which I lived through, 63, 64, I was actually in the Army in Germany at that point. The racial relations in the U.S., or I really should say racial rights, were still really bad, much worse than now. And I had forgotten or didn't really realize how bad things were, and the movie brought that out. And the change was beginning. A long way to go yet. Next up is a beautiful song. It's Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy. I have a collection of songs, a CD I made of just the mellowest songs I know, and this is on there. And it is just absolutely stunningly mellow. And the other version of Fields of Gold that I have is by Sting, and they're both wonderful. I don't want to compare them, but Eva Cassidy has a beautiful voice, and her delivery of this Fields of Gold, it just sticks in my mind. If ever I wanted to feel peace, I think this is the song I'd put on.
See the children run as the sun goes. when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
That was Eva Cassidy with Fields of Gold. Here comes another song that I like a lot. Of course, I like all the songs I play a lot. This is called American Strangers by Happy Traum. And Happy Traum is a performer, folk music mostly, and I've seen him perform. And he plays a beautiful guitar. He's a great guitarist. And the opening of this has a nice little guitar riff. And then it's just a nice song. I like the tune. I like the melody. I like the story. Every song has a story in a way. Fields of Gold, I think the one we just heard, is nostalgia looking back at a wonderful time. And American Stranger, I mentioned Levers and Levees, and there's also Seekers. Here's a Seeker. We all have chances to fall in love or people we'd like to get to know better, and sometimes we do. Sometimes the relationship becomes wonderful. Sometimes it never gets off the ground. And this is a song about the Seeker and his attempt to find the girl he loves, or to get to her and get to know her, and his success or failure. And it's called American Stranger. So this is Happy Traum singing American Stranger.
To this country from America I came. No one here that knows me yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonnie lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I will prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. Compliments to Nancy, who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. Ah, but give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. For the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. So send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. on a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me, and we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Traum. And now it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry, Virginia, and 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And you'll hear this show anywhere in the world if you pick us up on local time at 7 o'clock. And I have one little sort of wombatish thing to tell you about. I recently bumped into a book at the library, which I enjoyed. I had read, Jane Austen. I read Jane Eyre by her, and then I read Pride and Prejudice, and I read another book. And then I read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I enjoyed it. And I was mentioning it to my friend Rob Chamberlain, and he said, oh, there's another book. There's a whole series. This one's called Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, and I'm into that one now. This is by, it's listed by Jane Austen and Ben H. Winters, and they've taken the original story and just massacred it, inserted a whole other theme, and it's well done and fun, and especially if you've read the original book. And I think Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is the best pair. So that's my little wombat story for tonight to tell you about that. Now, we're going to move on to something with a lot of energy. I mentioned hearing fiddles, and since I mentioned that, I'm not sure there has been a fiddle, but I am sure there's a fiddle in this one. There better be. It's called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys. Earlier, I played Born to Fly by Sarah Evans, and I said it was a song of youth and someone who's about to take off. And this is a similar one. I think this is, to me, this is a young woman who's grown up and had a healthy, good life, but now it's time to move on. And she is going to leave Louisiana in the broad daylight. And it's going to be hard for her parents and hard for everyone, but it's something she's got to do. Life is calling her, and so off she goes. So this is Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around, I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have
way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys. I often talk about leavers and leavees and sadness and happiness and joy. And there's a kind of sadness, the blues, some part of it's that are healthy. It's something you need to deal with and be there. You may not like it. You may want to get out of it, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. And some songs capture that. They capture being sad, but in a healthy kind of sadness, the way that you have to be. You have something you have to experience, and as I call it healthy. This is called The Blue Train. It's by Linda Ronstadt and with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. How's that for a high-powered group? Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris. And it catches sort of the pain and sadness that can that be there, perhaps with a broken heart. It's not about anger. The next song we're going to have, Cheater, Cheater, that's about anger. This is about something else. And I think it's just a beautiful song. And I think there's a fiddle in here. We're going to find out. There certainly was a fiddle in the last one. This is The Blue Train, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris.
Run down track and the lost places
Blue Train by Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris. And I didn't hear a fiddle in there, but I am sure there's a fiddle in the next one. This is Cheater Cheater by Joey and Rory. And, you know, the Lever Levy songs, the interesting thing is that sometimes there's sadness and regret and nostalgia and pain, and sometimes there's anger. This one catches some of the anger. The woman singing the song to her errant boyfriend, or now-to-be ex-boyfriend, is letting him have both barrels. And it's just got a lot of pep and energy. And there's a YouTube video of Cheater Cheater by Joey and Rory, and they are great together. She chases him around. They're working on a car, and she's chasing him around the car, yelling the words of the songs. And, you cheater, you know. Anyway, this is Cheater Cheater by Rory and Joey, and some wonderful music.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Ernie's bar. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no-good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in hell, and you can tell her I said so. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash girl? You're stuck with her now. Take your sorry buttonload of all your stuff and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you'd tell me this one thing before you go. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I
Cheater, Cheater by Joey and Rory. Ha, that's got some energy in it, doesn't it? How about one where a broken heart, that's come up with a little Levy song, somebody's been left, and this young woman is thinking about where her ex-boyfriend is now and what he's doing. And she's not real happy about it, but I'd say, all things considered, she's dealing with it. And this is called Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101.
He's a high flyer.
Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101. Next up is the Allegro, is the Swingle Singers singing an Allegro piece. Now, it could be Mozart or Bach, and you musicians who know these things will laugh at me for not knowing. I think it's Bach, but when I looked it up on the web, there were a number of pieces that the Swingle Singers did that were by Mozart, so you'll have to tell me which one this is. Anyway, it's the Swingle Singers. It's all voices. Each voice takes the part of an instrument, and then they play classical music. And this is their version of this. And I always like a cappella singing. So here we go with the Swingle Singers singing an Allegro song. Swingle Singers with a piece, I think, by Bach. Well, I mentioned earlier that I'm reading currently Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, but I'm also reading some serious book. One is The Lost Art of Listening, which I hope will help me be a better conversationalist and perhaps not talk so much, although here on the radio show I get to talk a lot. I'm also reading two books on how to become enlightened, spiritually enlightened. One is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and the other is The Only Dance There Is by Baba Ram Dass. And I took some training years ago called the Erhard Seminar Training, and one of the things they taught us there, one of the things was, in life, understanding is the booby prize. I understand that to mean that to understand something but not experience it is the booby prize. And I think that's the way it is with enlightenment. Understanding it, having a mental framework and being able to analyze it is the booby prize. It's worth nothing. Having the experience would be wonderful. And I'm seeking it. I'll let you know if I get there. I don't think I will. But it's a lot of fun trying. And my understanding of what they're talking about is the ability to become an observer of your mind. Your mind is constantly thinking thoughts, making judgments, analyzing, and you are also observing it. And you want to observe it without judgment or analysis. And if you can do that, that is a step toward enlightenment. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to observe my mind working while not being it, not identifying with it. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And each week I end the show by asking you to join me in doing something and encourage you to do it. You don't have to, of course. And I try and do it every week, and that is this. I want you to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.